up, for this is the day in which the Lord has given Sisera into your hand. Does not the Lord go out before you?" How would you like to hear those words as you slurp your cereal in the morning? Well, that's exactly what Barak heard. And what happens in the following verses is exactly what God promised he would do. He would draw Sisera out. Sisera hears that Barak has gathered up an army and he is preparing for a battle. And when Sisera hears that, he says, "Well, I'll give him a battle he will never forget." So Sisera gathers up his army and his 900 chariots of iron, and it's about to be a showdown between swift horse, which is what Sisera's name means, and lightning. And when the stage is set, Deborah lets out the call, and she says, "It's time to go to war." Now, one thing that's important to mention is that Deborah does not lead them into war. So this makes her a different type of judge than the others we find in the book of Judges. Most of the other judges lead out in military campaigns, but Deborah simply encourages Barak to go to war. So thank you, Lord, for women who are not afraid to call the men in their lives and encourage the men in their lives to be the type of man God has saved them to be. And as they go to war, something supernatural happens. The text says in verse 14, "Does not the Lord go out before you?" A literal translation would be, "Does not the Lord march out before you?" And this is how God marched out before them. Over in chapter 5, verse 20, in Deborah's song, it says that God sent a rainstorm and that the Kishon River flooded and caused a flash flood so bad that the chariots of Sisera became stuck in all the mud and the mire. They were sitting ducks for the Israelite army. Instead of mowing people down in their chariots of iron, they became sitting ducks for Barak's army. Do you know what this means? This means that our God is a warrior God who, when he calls us to fight, he goes out before us. What a comfort. What a guarantee of victory over the enemy. So be sure to draw comfort and strength from God today, who goes out before his people to win the battle on our behalf. This was ultimately done at the cross with Jesus. He went before us in our place to face our greatest enemy, Satan. He took the blows we deserve for our rebellion. He died the death we deserve for our defiance. And he rose from the dead, defeating Satan, sin, and death on our behalf. So continue to walk with Jesus day by day. Today, when you pray, please pray for Larry and Tammy Wood, our missionaries in the Ukraine. And also remember the Romanian LifeWord broadcast, heard in Romania.